press means to apply force. When God said press, prayer reaches every single situation. He gave us permission to apply force to every situation that we will go through. And in this podcast, we are going to learn to apply force to what's applying pressure to us. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Press Podcast. So glad that you chose to join us today. I am here with Kaden O'Kelly. Say hey, Kaden.
Hey.
She is one of the press club leaders in our high school press clubs. And so first, I'd just like you to tell us a little bit about yourself, Kaden, and how old you are. You don't have to name your school because we don't know who's listening.
My name is Kaden, of course. I've been saved for a while, since like third grade. I've been going to this church for a while, learned a lot from this, and I like to do crafts. It's just a thing I like to do.
Yeah, she's very artistic, which is really cool. You and your sister and another young lady started a press club at your school. Could you tell us a little bit about why and how that's going?
It's going really well. And I would say why is because a lot of my friends, I wanted to introduce them to God. And also people at our school, they don't have a lot of people to tell them about God. And there's not a lot of examples. So I wanted to be the first person. All of us wanted to do it together to just share about God to other people that never heard of him.
And I love that. And they are doing an amazing job. But today, Kaden is here because she's going to lead us through our next prayer. If you have been listening to this podcast, you know that we are taking a journey through every prayer in the Bible and studying the whole Bible with that journey. And so Kaden has taken on the task, voluntarily kind of leading us in our next prayer. So can you tell us where we're going with this story, and just take it from here, Kaden.
Okay, so my story is Asa for Victory, and I'm going to be talking about his father and the son also. So the first story is Asa's father, which is Abijah, and they kind of both went through the same thing, but Asa was like more wise. But a backstory on Asa's father, Abijah, he became a king, of course, and he had to battle against Zerubbabel. And Zerubbabel, the reason why they had a battle is because of the idols there. So they didn't like that. So what Abijah did was they had to create a war. But what made the difference between Zerubbabel and Abijah went to God. And that's why they won the battle, because he went to God first and told God what was happening. For the next scripture, it's 2 Chronicles 14, and I just talked about 2 Chronicles 13. So the chapter that I'll be talking about now is 2 Chronicles 14, which is Asa. And Asa, he was really obedient to God. He listened to God really well. And what Asa did was tuck down every idol and every high place where he ruled. And that's what gave him rest in the kingdom that he had ruled over. So he was really obedient to God and he listened to God. So that's really why God gave him rest in the kingdom that he worked in. So the next thing that happened was that he had to go against the Zera, the Ethiopians. And what happened was Asa, he was really smart, and he went to God with this prayer, which was in 2 Chronicles 14 and 11. And I'll read it. And Asa cried unto the Lord, his God, and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord, our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against the multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee. This prayer means a lot to me. I thought through it from different ways, like it can be spiritually with your friends, or just mind battles. The battle could be over if you go to God about it. And that's what Asa did. So the impact when Asa went to God is that he won the battle and the Lord smote the Ethiopians. So yeah.
No, I love this prayer too. I love it because you can hear Asa's faith in it when he's like, it's nothing with thee to help. Like, this is a light thing. I know I'm bothering you with this little deal of saving our whole lives, but you don't need our help to do it. I love, he said, whether with many or with few, he's not even trying to offer God like a way to do it. He's just saying, I know you can. And I just think that's pretty cool.
Also, I would like to say
Asa, he didn't have a lot of people to fight with, so he really depended on God, because Zerah the Ethiopians had 1 million men and 300 chariots. So he really had to depend on God with this, and he knew that God could do it. He had faith that God would do it, like Sister Koya said.
And I think that detail is important in the fact that Asa had had peace for so long. You know, the Lord had given him rest. I think sometimes when you have a fight that comes out of nowhere, it can be harder in a way. You know what I mean? Like when you've gotten used to like life being calm and then you're like, wait, where did that come from?
Yeah, that's what really happened to him. He had so much rest. He was obedient, but maybe it was just a test for him. And he succeeded the test by going to God and knowing that he could do it for him. So, yeah.
Yeah. It is amazing to know God is the God of peace, but also the God of war.
Right.
You know, he's the God of both. And I think that is, like you said, relevant to today because we have to know him as both. He's God when you have everything going perfectly fine, and he's God when chaos breaks out.
Right.
So what would you say, Kaden, to encourage any other young people or just people in general who are listening and they're praying? Maybe they're going through something or maybe they're not at the moment. What would you say to encourage them?
I would say all the things that you're going through, leave the battle to God. Don't try to do it yourself because it won't go the way that you want it to go, because the might doesn't come from you, it comes from God. And the battle can be over if you give it to God. So that's what I would say.
I think that's a great encouraging word because, like I said, one, it ties to the scripture, but it also ties to your life. And I have had the pleasure of watching you really grow up here. So can I ask you to just share what made you fall in love with God and then prayer? If you can say you fell in love with prayer.
Okay. So I would say it was hard for me to like talk about the things and going on in my mind. So I would rely on music, which wasn't good. So I finally got rid of it, like I would say a year and a half ago. And I think it was a really hard stretch for me, but I'm grateful that God helped me get rid of it. And it helped me communicate with God more. And I would say that because I would keep my mouth shut and keep everything inside. But when I got rid of music, because music is a strong spirit, and when I got rid of it, I was able to talk to God and tell him about the battles in my life. And God will help me with this. So that's how I really like fell in love with prayer and got better at it. Start talking to him. Yeah.
And you say music. Do you mean Christian music or do you mean worldly?
Worldly music. I had to get rid of it so then it wouldn't be a distraction to me and God's relationship. So like I would say music kept my mouth shut and I tried to cope with it even though it didn't last forever. So God lasts forever. If you talk to him about things, then he will help you with it. It might take time, but he will help you.
Wow. And when you, because you're hitting on something big with this music thing with young people. When you say letting go of the music, it helped you because you stopped coping with it.
Right.
So you say, how did music help you cope?
I didn't like to communicate with people. So I would say I just depended on listening to it because I could relate to it. Like some music I would relate to, and then like music have spirit, so it make you feel good for a second. And the things that you deal with, it talks about it in the music. But if you get direction from God, you can get that direction even better. Even his word can help you with it. Music doesn't last forever, like I said. His word lasts forever, and him talking to you lasts forever. So, yeah.
And so tell me about just falling in love with God to that point where you were like, I want to talk to him. I want to trust him instead of my music or whatever else.
I would say falling in love with God, going to church and feeling his presence, I didn't want that to get taken away from me. So I knew that I had to get to music away so that I can give him my full attention and let him know that he's the most important thing in life. And if I want this thing to go away from me, that I would let everything go for him to take it away and for me and him to have a relationship.
I've always found with God, and I think you'll echo this, that it's an uneven exchange, meaning I think I'm giving up something big, but what he does is bigger.
Right.
And I just think that's so cool that we have a God like that and a God who wants to hear us talk to him. How do you encourage your press group to pray?
Okay, so I really tell them about what I just said. And I also, we have lessons on how to pray. So we started at the beginning, literally at the beginning. How do you pray? People didn't know how to pray. So I told them, you first thank him. Then you tell him what's going on. You can literally talk to him as a friend, but you have to come not, you have to come boldly and make sure you're fearful of him, not scared, but that you respect him. So I really just talked about that and how you can talk to him about anything without him judging you. And high schoolers go through a lot of things, so they like to keep it inside, which I learned myself. So getting rid of that feeling, you can just talk to God and tell the truth, and he won't judge you. He will talk to you back, or he'll just give you direction or send somebody to you to give you strength, and you'll know that he's there with you. So I really just talk about that.
So you're using your testimony, the Bible, all of it.
Yes.
And it works.
Yes.
I am so grateful that God is still working in this generation. And I'm really grateful. Kaden, thank you for coming.
Thank you for inviting me.
You did an amazing job. And as always, we know we cannot possibly cover the whole story in 10, 15 minutes. So if you want to keep studying it, we are releasing a small group study guide that you'll be able to download and keep studying, keep seeking God, and whatever you do, keep praying, because prayer reaches every single situation.
Join the movement. Join the community. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. Visit us at PressToPray.com or find us on Instagram or Facebook.
Did you know that when you are quiet, your voice is missing to God's ears? I know some of us have prayed and were wondering, how long should I pray about this? Why should I pray if God already knows? How will I know God is answering? And what do I do when I feel like God's not listening? But God is listening for your voice. It's too quiet in this world for the troubles we have. You have to raise your voice, and God wants to hear from you. It's Too Quiet, a book about prayer, is designed to answer your prayer questions and build your faith. Visit PressToPray.com.